This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. We'll do our podcast for February. Many of you have asked about the various fly rods I use. I test a lot of different fly rods, so what I'm going to do today is narrow it down to those that I use for my personal fishing. I'll give you the reasons why. Just happened to be walking out in my basement this morning and knew I was going to do this. My rod rack was right beside me, and I just kind of counted up and down the row. I have over 30 personal fly rods that I use every now and then. These are the ones I use most of the time. I could do away with all those others and get by with these for doing any fishing I want to do. Now, I really look at three or four different things when I'm trying to decide what rod I want for what particular type fishing I'm doing. The fly size for me really is the most important factor I consider. Whether I'm going to go right out my back door down to the North Fork of the Shenandoah River and hit the bass, whether I'm going to go over in the Blue Ridge and fish for the mountain brook trout, whether I'm going to go out west and fish the Yellowstone, Madison, any of that type stuff, even down the Outer Banks, I'm thinking fly size. Fly size is a big factor for me when I'm choosing the rod off my rack to go. The Murray's Mountain Trout Rod, which Scott's been making for us for many years now, is 6 feet 10 inches long. It breaks down into three pieces, handles a number 3 line. We worked on this for 11 months with one rod after another after another. We knew we wanted a rod that was 6 feet 10 inches long. We knew we wanted something broke down into the three pieces. But what we really were shooting for was a rod that would give teacup accuracy and still have the capacity to make the longer cast. We wanted to be able to fish from 15 feet out to 50 feet, and we wanted very good accuracy and delicacy at those distance. Now, we had to go back and try different tip after different tip after tip. J.D. Street was a rod builder at that time, and he stuck with me till we perfected it. Now, in action, the rod has a very delicate tip, but in order to turn that tip over to get the accuracy we want, we know we had to have a firm butt section. Then we had to have a rod that would flex smoothly from the tip all the way to the butt. But the tip action was what we had to go back to the drawing board time and time again. So that's 6'10", 3-piece for a 3, Murray's Mountain Trout Rod. I would have a hard time getting along with that. Ed Shank, one of my very good friends in Pennsylvania, uses it a tremendous amount. Ed uses it every place. Of course, Ed likes short rods, but that's a rod I use for almost all of my mountain fishing, not just here in Virginia. I like the Adirondacks. I use it in small streams up there. The Crazy Mountains in Montana, I use it all over the place up there. So this Murray Mountain Trout Rod is my first choice for any rod in the small streams. Now, second rod I would really not want to be without would be the Scott, the new Scott 9-foot G-Series, 9-foot, 4-weight, 4-piece. This is my favorite rod for the spring creeks out in the Rockies as well as here in Pennsylvania and that type thing. I can comfortably go down to a size 24 pseudocleone on this. We hit them out west in the fall. 24 pseudocleone, and I am not at all reluctant to go to a 7X leader on that. And then on the other hand, if the hatch is sparse or if I want to play a different game, I can easily swim a size 8 nymph on that. So it is a very, very versatile rod. But again, the delicacy of that tip and the smooth uniform action is what turns me on to that rod. 9 feet long, breaks down to 4-piece, handles an honest number 4 line. I like the VPT. It's right on. It's not overlined or underlined. But that's a Scott GS 9-foot, 4-weight, 4-piece. Now, a couple years ago, much to my surprise, my son gave me a 9-foot, 6-weight, 4-piece Radiant. I use this all over the Rockies. If I had only one string, one rod, to fish the Rocky Mountains, with the exception of the Spring Creeks now, I would go to the Scott Radian. What Jim Barchi, the rod builder and president out there, has done, he has reduced the vibration. You know, I'm sitting here at my desk and I'm making a cast, and when that rod turns over, you get a lot of wiggle, wiggle, wiggle with a lot of rods. Well, you don't get that wiggle, wiggle. Jimmy has built the dampening effect into that rod. Gives you extreme accuracy, delicacy, and if you need it, it'll give you all the country mile distance you want. But we get a good hatch, a blue-winged olive hatch and a pseudocleone hatch out there in the fall when we're fishing. I don't have any reluctance to going down to 6X with a 22 or 24 or blue-winged olive or pseudocleone out there. I don't ever remember breaking one off on a strike, and that is the truth. I've been using that rod now, I suppose, it's 4 years, 3 or 4 years now, and it is without a doubt the finest rod I've ever used in the Rockies, and I don't ever plan to use any other. I always carry a couple backups, but this is the rod I want to fish those big streams out west. All right, flipping pages, bass rod. I do a lot of bass fishing. I don't hit them every evening, but I don't miss many. The Scott Radiant 9-foot, 7-weight, 4-piece is head and shoulders over any bass rod I'm using or have ever used. Again, that dampening action that Jimmy has put into it, what that does, it lets me throw tight loops if I'm fishing big deer hair bugs or big poppers back under overhanging tree limbs. I can throw a tight loop and shove that thing right back up under those limbs with great accuracy. Now, I fish fly sizes from size 4 blue popper down to, when I get the hex hatch in there in the fall, I'll go down to a number 10 and a small dry fly or nymph. So that Radiant 9-foot, 7-weight, 4-piece is by far my favorite bass rod. Now, on bonefish, and I do love bonefish, whether I'm fishing Belize or whether I'm fishing down in Florida, the 9-foot, 8-weight, 4-piece Scott Meridian is one fantastic bonefish rod. It can cut through the wind like crazy. Jimmy's built a torque in that gives you extreme accuracy. Last time I was down at Belize, we found the bonefish feeding out in the low light levels. They'd be feeding out in water 2 feet deep, feeding on some shrimp down as small as a size 10. This Meridian 9-foot, 8-weight, 4-piece does a wonderful job on that. All right, flipping pages. Okay, the Outer Banks. I like the Scott Tidal, 9-foot, 9-weight. Now, my standard fly size down at the Outer Banks is 2-0. I don't think I need a whole lot of flies. You know, it's sort of duck soup. If they're out there in front of you, you got them. And if they're not, you might be fishing in the floor in front of you. But I do like the 9-foot, 9-weight Tidal because it'll let me buck the wind. I use two different lines on it. I use a 350-grain fast-sinking head. If the current's pulling pretty strong, if the tide's ripping out through there, I'll go to that. If I find them hanging up on oyster bars, I'll go to an intermediate 350 grain sinking line. But that does anything I need to do at the Outer Banks, and it is a very smooth rod. Throwing a tight loop, I can easily buck the wind on that. Now, those are just the rods I use. I know there are a lot of good rods. These are the ones that I would pick off those sitting in the corner to do the type fishing I'm talking about. We try to stock all these at all times, and we'll be glad to help you on any questions you have. You want to stop by here and just try them and see how they feel, that's fine with me. But ring me if you have any questions at the fly shop here in Edinburgh. It's 540-984-4212. Harry Murray, Murray's Fly Shop, Edinburgh, Virginia. Thank you very much.